Hello, New York. This is AM 1230 WFAS. Bruce Hall, Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. Bruce, how we doing? How we doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm feeling a lot better. I was on the road yesterday. Went to Hall of Fame weekend. Did not stay for the football game down in Greenville, North Carolina, as my Pirates got whacked by the UNC Tar Heels. That's all I'm going to say about it. We're here to talk about NFL football. And everywhere we're looking this week, I got to apologize to the people that played the over in Carolina game last week. Yeah. It was like 6 inches of rain in an hour or something, and it was just like one huge storm that hit that area, and they weren't going to go over because they couldn't even run or anything.
It looked like a baseball game.
It was a baseball score for a long time, but we had a good week last week, and I tell you what, I got shut out on my Redskins. The Redskins couldn't have played worse than they did on Monday night, and I got to tell you something. They played horribly. We got five phenomenal snaps from their backup center. Yeah. And somehow Romo didn't turn one of them over. Not one of them.
The thing that I don't understand about that is they were saying that the Redskins were barking out signals, but don't you make an adjustment to that if you know that it's going on?
First of all, they weren't, because every center is mic'd up and they've checked the mics, and nobody was doing anything. Costa was just saying that because he's not very good.
It happened the week before that, too.
He's not very good. And, you know, and let me just say this. The Redskins covered. If you're one of my players and you called me on Monday, you got that pick. You can go to BruceHallSports.com at any time. You can hear the podcast from the show. You can go to BruceHallSports.com, send me an email. You can do whatever you want. My Twitter call is on there. That's at Bruce Hall Sports. Tell you what, it's a lot of fun talking to you people out there, and we're obviously getting to some people in New York, because I'm getting calls and I'm getting tweets from New Yorkers, which is what I like to hear. I even got somebody from Connecticut last week. Roy, what's the first game we're going to talk about?
The first game that we're looking at here is the Chicago-Carolina game, and Chicago is -6.5 with a 43 over-under.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's probably at 7 everywhere that you go right now. Let me tell you something about the Bears. They're in trouble this year. They're not going anywhere. And, you know, you're saying, Bruce, how can you tell me that? Trust me, they're not going anywhere. I'm seeing a lot of the same things I saw from last year when Cutler wasn't getting any protection. The offensive line in Chicago is not doing a good enough job. The Bears, on top of that, they got the toughest schedule in the league. Just go look at it. You know, their first three games were Green Bay, New Orleans, and Atlanta. All three playoff teams. Chicago's not going anywhere. And now, having said that, they're giving up 7 to Carolina today. I'm pretty sure it's moved to 7 on most of the places out in Vegas. Ron Rivera was with the Bears for 4 years, 2003 to 2006. He's a really good coach, good defensive coordinator. You know, was a D-line coach for a long time. I'm pretty sure that Rivera was a linebacker when he played. And for some reason, after they went to the Super Bowl in Miami and lost to the Indianapolis Colts, all of a sudden, it must have been his fault they lost, because he got fired. And let me just tell you, a lot of people might not think revenge means a lot. Trust me, in the NFL, it means everything. A defensive coordinator is the second highest paid guy on a team. There's the head coach, there's the DC, then there's usually the OC, okay?
And this is a Carolina team who has looked – has had signs of greatness or goodness in them. I mean, Cam Newton is looking like a freak right now, and is, you know, it looks like the number one overall pick that they thought that they were getting.
Yeah, you got to throw out last week's game because of the weather. And that's going to really bother a guy like Newton, because he's got to be able to move on a field. But I really think that this game, we're going to leave this game alone. I don't like the game. The Bears have only scored 10 points total in their first three games in the second half. This is not a good football team, but I think that they're in a position where they have to win this week. They absolutely have to win. But they've got a lot of guys out still, and I just don't think it's going to happen. What's the next game, Roy?
The next game we got on here is Buffalo -3 at Cincinnati.
You know, you're going to have to do a lot to me. Buffalo's covered every week. Buffalo has got a very good football team right now. Now, Buffalo has the only three offensive players in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken, Roy, that have scored three times.
Three touchdowns, yep.
You know, they've got a great quarterback. They've got a great offense. Cincinnati, on the other hand, we're not really that sure what they're doing.
Nobody really knows who the Cincinnati Bengals are at this point.
What are their real names? Do you think we're going to end up with something like the Florida Marlins guy, where a couple of guys for Cincinnati are like 29 years old, they're not rookies, and
false identifications?
You know what? I mean, I don't know. Now, I got to tell you one thing. You know, they can play. They can run the football. It looks like Benson's not going to have to – You know, he's evidently suing the NFL. So,
saying that it happened during a lockout and everything was already resolved.
And trust me, if there's one thing the NFL doesn't like, Roy, is going to court. Because they never win. They never win when they go to court. We're going to pass on this game, except for I'm playing Buffalo straight up for 4 stars. And I'm playing them straight up for both stars because, you know, Cincinnati is – when you bet a horse race, if you go up in class – you generally aren't going to do as well. They're going up in class playing Buffalo. They've lost, you know, I mean, you know, Oakland and New England are two very good teams. And Buffalo's beat them both. And now they've got the scary Cincinnati Bengals. If they don't let down, they win this game by 10 to 20 points.
Now, you don't want Buffalo to walk in here with a big head.
Nah, and I don't think they will because I think they're too smart for that.
You know, well, they do have a Harvard quarterback.
Well, not only that, they got Chan Gailey, who's not going to let them. You know, Chan Gailey is a great offensive coordinator. He coached in college. He loves it. He loves it. So, I mean, we're gonna bet Buffalo, and that's it. You know, the Bills went into Kansas City, not an easy place to play, and they beat the Chiefs 41-7. So, I don't think being on the road is going to be a big deal for them.
Yeah,
it was especially louder. I got news for you. Cincinnati didn't sell out. I don't even think this is on TV in Cincinnati.
People in Cincinnati don't even think Cincinnati's going to win this game. So, I mean, as much as I am not as convinced on the Bills as you are.
Right.
I'm not circling the wagons, so to speak.
Right.
But you have to like the Bills because of the way that they see themselves. They are playing with a chip on their shoulder every single week. They got guys no one's ever heard of. Nobody wanted to draft, and yet they're sitting – pretty. They're sitting at top of the division.
Well, we got them. Well, we're going to take them. And now let's go to the next game real quick.
The next game is the Cleveland Browns over the Tennessee Titans. And that is actually Tennessee now is minus one. And the over-under is 30.
Yeah, this is basically a pick game. Two 2-1 teams that are terrible. I mean, I won't say Tennessee's terrible, but they're 2-1. And Chris Johnson has 92 yards and 46 carries or something. 98 yards and 46 carries. That's like 2.1 yards per carry. You don't go, you know, you don't send a play in and go, give me 2 yards three times in a row, Chris.
This is the guy who just wanted to get paid, who wanted his big day. Oh, he did.
He got paid. He's an East Carolina Pirate, by the way.
He is. That's your guy. He's not playing. He's not playing very well. He's playing like an East Carolina Pirate.
No, he's playing like he didn't go to camp, which he didn't.
Yeah.
You know, hey, listen, when you weigh 180 pounds soaking wet, you better go to camp. Because you know what? You know, you're going to need all those guys in front of you creating holes for you that aren't making nearly as much money as you are. Yeah, okay. At the end of the season, you're going to take them to dinner and give them all a Rolex. That ain't nothing compared to the kind of dough he's making. Yeah. He should be buying them a Maserati at the end of the season.
The big headline here in this game is 17 receptions, 289 yards, and 3 touchdowns, all of Kenny Britt. Out for the season.
Yeah, he was the only guy doing it for them. Matt Hasselbeck, what a pickup he was. How many people right now are just – how many GMs are scratching their head going, why in the hell did we get
What do you think
Matt?
About the Indianapolis Colts? There was rumors that they were
– Why wouldn't they have gone out and got him anyway?
There was rumors that they were looking for him or they were looking at getting him, not knowing what was going on with Peyton Manning, but they didn't want to go out and get him until they knew what was going to happen.
That was the biggest mistake they ever made. I mean, if they wanted to win games. But you know what? Listen, we're going to pass on this game because I just can't believe a team is going to be. What was it you said? 3-1 One of these teams is going to be 3-1 at the end of today.
One of these teams will have, will possibly have the same record.
I hope it's Cleveland. You know why? Kylie and Booms, they won't know what to do tomorrow in Cleveland.
Oh my god,
they won't know what to do on their show.
Things will be burnt.
They'll have people calling in thinking they're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, and
Peyton Hillis is, Peyton Hillis is back today. By the way,
We were the only ones that we had Peyton Hillis earlier than anybody else. There were people on TV while we were on the radio last week still saying Peyton Hillis was going to play. I knew he had strep throat so bad he couldn't walk.
He lost what 25 pounds or something like that.
Yeah, they had him on fluids, but he ended up going to the fourth quarter of the game and he had to leave. I mean, he couldn't even stand up; he was dizzy. But we're going to pass on this game, and I'm going to tell you. It's got to be Spiro Dedis' game. There's no way it's not. Him and Steve Berline. All right, go. What's the next game?
The next game is the Detroit Lions.
Oh, the Cowboys.
Yeah, this is your favorite team right here.
Let me tell you something. First of all, we love Matthew Stafford.
We do.
We love Ndamukong Suh. And say his name.
Ndamukong Suh.
Ndamukong Suh. We love him. We love Jimmy Schwartz. Jimmy Schwartz, in my opinion, is probably he should. If they go 10-6 or 11-5 this year, he should be NFL coach of the year.
You're leaving out my favorite player in the league in Megatron, Calvin Johnson. I love that guy. That guy is a freak.
Yeah, he is.
He is the.
He's got to stay healthy though.
Yeah,
he's kind of lean. You know,
he's a beast.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing that worries me so much about him. You know what I like about him? He's a football player, too.
Everything.
Now,
that's
he was a track star in high school also, and he was a track star. I think when he went to Georgia Tech, he was supposed to be like a two-sport athlete. He stopped running track just to concentrate on football, but what I like best about him, what a great athlete. The passes he caught last week, all you got to do is just if a team's playing zone in the red zone, all you got to do is just say, look, just go get open. I'll find you. And that's what he does. He's one of the few receivers that goes into the end zone, and he can move after he sits down on a route. He'll move to the ball. You can throw it wherever you want. He'll be at it.
He single-handedly won the game last week for the Detroit Lions.
Yes, he did. And I'll tell you what, Matthew Stafford, is this kid good or what?
He's great.
I want to say he's number three in quarterback rating in the league right now. And it wouldn't surprise me if he was two or one before it's all over. I love this kid. The total on this is amazing. It's 46 points. Now, let me just say this. I don't like Dallas. I mean, I don't have –
There's no secret there.
I've hated the Cowboys since the Cowboys played the Redskins, okay, because the Redskins were my team growing up. This is not a good football team.
No.
This is not a good football team. They did nothing to win the game. The Redskins handed them the game.
And Detroit's getting points here.
Which I don't understand.
I had this,
I handicapped, and all of you handicappers out there that like to play these games, handicap the game Sunday night when all the games are over on your own. Then compare them to the opening lines in Vegas. Just go to NFL Insider. You can go, there's a lot of places you can go. Just punch in on Google NFL Vegas lines, and you'll catch the early lines of all of the casinos in Vegas. And just, you know, it's somewhere in the middle there. And compare your handicapping prowess to making a line to those actual lines. And I'm going to tell you right now, when I see more than 3 or 4 points in a differential with me, I like that game. Because you know what? I don't do this because I'm bad at it. And sometimes these guys don't see what I see, which is good. Sometimes you can be too close. Sometimes you can be too far away. I like being right in the middle somewhere. You know, we also talk during the week to a lot of people who are like the beat reporters for all these teams. On Twitter, these guys are phenomenal. Now, if you go to my Twitter account and follow me, I retweet all this stuff. So you get to read exactly what I'm reading. How you read it is up to you. We're taking the Lions, and we're taking them for 5 stars in this game.
This is your pick of the week.
No, it's just one of them. No. I have three picks. I have three picks of the week.
This is one of the three big ones. Yeah, I think this is a no-brainer. I mean, Miles Austin is out today. Dez Bryant is questionable and didn't practice all week.
Well, he got thrown on his chest last week, and he stayed out for a quarter.
Tony Romo, as we all know,
it's Tony Romo.
Ribs are the biggest story in sports right now.
Hey,
I think they started filming the movie last week for his heroics.
Oh, and by the way, ESPN, and I know you can hear me in Connecticut up there. It's so obvious that the Cowboys are in your network.
That's ridiculous.
Come on. Stop it. Every single one of your guys picked the Cowboys on Boomer's show last week. That almost made me vomit. It was so ridiculous. And Boomer, you're a great guy, but don't do what they tell you to do. Do it with your, you thought the, you all eight of you thought the Cowboys were going to beat the Redskins. Come on. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. It's all about Tony Romo, hero. My hero. Oh, Tony. Oh, you're so tough. You know what? You know when he'd be tough? If you didn't know about it.
Yeah.
If you didn't know he had broken ribs. Those are the tough guys. Tough guys say, I don't want anybody to know that I'm hurt. Just shut up. But anyway, we're taking the Lions. And you could mess around with this total a little bit because I'm pretty sure they're going to open the roof, but it's real nice there. It's like 85 degrees. Now, I'm going to tell you what the Cowboys did against Redskins real quick last week. They cheated, but they did. It's legal how they did it.
Yeah.
It was 72 inside, and it was 95 outside. They opened the roof after warmups, and the condensation on the turf built up, and the Redskins had the wrong shoes on for an entire half. Does everybody remember the Redskins trying to make a cut for the whole first half, and they couldn't run the football? Well, guess what? It was because they had the wrong cleats on. Second half, they didn't slip anymore.
And that's when you saw Hightower.
Yeah, you saw Hightower make a cut and not fall on his face mask.
I mean, that was an ugly game all around. I mean, that game is terrible.
This is going to be a great coach. So, you know, the Lions have eight receivers that have averaged 11 yards a catch or more. Eight receivers. if that finishes at the end of the year like that, it's an NFL record. Let's go to the next game, Roy.
The next game is...
I'm ready. And I hate the Cowboys. I hate them.
Houston Texans -3.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now, that's gone to 4 recently, I think, just recently. Roy and I sit here, and we're doing a million things. And you can sit here and watch the lines move literally as we speak. But Houston's is a solid 4-point favorite. Look, I like them at 4 points. Pittsburgh Steelers, look, with all due respect to the black and gold community, and I know that you guys are everywhere, because you are.
There's a Steeler bar literally in every city in the United States.
They are some of the best fans you'll ever meet. They're nice people. They're blue-collar, most of them. They're fun to be around unless they're drunk. And even then, some of the guys are fun to be around. The girls more fun to be around than the guys usually. But let me just say this. The Houston Texans have got a football team this year.
They do.
And especially at home. And I'm going to tell you right now, Pittsburgh, I rank teams one of three ways. I'll repeat this. I did this last year. By the way, you're listening to Bruce Hall and Roy Edwards on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. This is 1230 WFAS in New York. And I'm going to tell you right now, Roy, Houston's going to win this game by 10 or more points.
Wow.
Pittsburgh's not that good. You know, the only guy that's playing halfway decent is Roethlisberger. But yeah. I just looked at his stats in the Baltimore Sun papers, which, by the way, I commend the Baltimore Sun sports page. It's a real sports page.
Imagine
it's not
that,
like
huh?
It's not like the Washington Post. The Washington Post is a joke, and it's like 8 pages long on Sunday. I mean, they don't do high school hardly anymore. They don't do college hardly anymore. Everybody gets a page, and then I think their stock is like $800 a share. I have no idea how. But I'm going to take Houston -4 for 4 stars, and I'm taking the over for 5. Hmm. This is going to go over. If the Steelers stay close at all,
45
is a joke.
Yeah, that is.
It's indoors. It's indoors.
And both these teams can throw the ball.
I just think that what's going to happen is Houston's going to jump out. Steelers are going to stay close for a while, but I think Houston, Arian Foster's back.
He's starting today.
Arian Foster's starting. He's 100% or he wouldn't be starting. And even if they take him out, Tate goes in, and he does a great job anyway.
He's over 300 yards rushing right now.
The Houston offensive line is doing a great job.
That's your backup running back. With 300 yards.
Let me tell you, the Steelers are very vulnerable to this team. They really are. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Their defensive backs can't cover these receivers. There's no way. It's not going to happen. Not down there. Take Houston and take the over.
Andre Johnson is either 1 or 2 on everybody's list of best receiver in the game.
You know, I want so badly for Gary Kubiak, who's one hell of a nice guy, to have a good season and go to the playoffs this year. I really do. And they should go to the playoffs now that Indianapolis is out of the equation, Wouldn't you agree, Roy?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Indy was like, you could just write them in at the beginning of every year to win 13 or 14 games.
They've been on the bubble or the cusp the last couple of years, and it has. It's been the Indianapolis Colts to kick them or the Steelers or the Ravens. And now that Indy's out of the picture, obviously, Houston is the next team to step up into that cusp. I don't see the Houston Texans not making the playoffs.
I'm going to break real quick to tell everybody if they want to see how I'm doing in my contest with the National Handicappers Bowl, you can go to NHBowl. That stands for NationalHandicappersBowl.com. And you can find out how everybody, all the top handicappers who are involved in that contest are doing. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall Sports. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Bruce
but
Hall
you
Sports.
Can go to BruceHallSports.com and follow everything. And Roy G., Roy, tell us a little bit about Sports Man Cave real quick.
Yeah, Sports Man Cave. I am actually the president and CEO, if you want to call it that.
And he's not even a man. He's like 25. 25.
And SportsManCave.com is a little bit of everything. We do tailgate reviews. We do have a pick 'em where we do handicapping as well, but it is a DC Sports Talk site. We have blogs and we have our own radio network. So check us out, SportsManCave.com.
Hey,
we're on Twitter,
by the way,
SportsManCave.
I'm going to say this because Roy would never do it. His West Virginia Mountaineers crushed somebody last night.
We did.
And they were so good to me. Because I think they were like 28-point favorites, and they won by 45. All right, Roy, go to the next game. We gave them the Lions. We gave them Houston. We got off Cleveland, Tennessee. We gave them Buffalo. We backed off Chicago. Who's next?
We're loving the early matchups
here. Are there any great games left at all?
I hope so. We got the New Orleans Saints, and this game opened up with the Saints -7. It's currently 7.5 over the Jacksonville Maurice Jones-Drews.
I made the statement. It's very rare that a non-quarterback becomes MVP of the league. You know,
it just doesn't really happen.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if New Orleans goes back to the Super Bowl, Darren Sproles is going to have a lot to say about that. He's got 528 all-purpose yards in three games, and he got probably half of them in the first game. Remember against Green Bay, and that was against a phenomenal defense.
Green Bay has a great defense,
and they've got great special teams too.
And they blitz like crazy.
Yeah, and they're quick, and they're powerful, and they're physical. Olin Kreitz is out.
Yeah,
for this game for New Orleans, he's the guy
which isn't showing up on a lot of the injury reports around the league, but he is. He is out
for sure. Okay. Well, you know what? I hope he's not out, but even if he is out, it doesn't matter.
The Jaguars aren't any good. We've seen this.
Well, Maurice Jones-Drew is averaging over 100 yards per game.
He's a freak. He's a freak, but he's the lone star on a very bad football team.
Well, you know what? Jacksonville also is starting. It's his second start for the rookie quarterback from Arkansas, right?
Gabbert, yeah.
Playing Gabbert.
He had 191 yards and a touchdown last week.
Yeah, he had a couple picks too, I think.
But he's a rookie.
Yeah, but you know what? You know who he's going up against today? He's going up against a hell of a defensive coordinator in Greg Williams.
Yeah.
You know, from what I read this somewhere that rookie quarterbacks average 50, a quarterback rating of 50 in starts against Greg Williams' defenses. So even if he's a good one, he's only going to have a 60 or a 70. They're going to still have to run for over 100 yards. And you know what? They may be able to get their 100 yards because the defense for New Orleans, even though that they've got a lot of interchangeable parts, they got some injuries on that defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do. And you know what? They've got good speed, but they're not terribly big and physical. I mean, they'll hit you in the mouth, but they beat teams by winning – by scoring more points than everybody else. And, you know, we're gonna take New Orleans. I'm on the -7. It's 7 points. That's a toughie, but it's Jacksonville. If we can't beat Jacksonville and Jack Del Rio and those guys by 7 points or more, you know, I give up. I mean, this is in the Superdome in New Orleans, and they should come out smoking. Guess what else we're taking? Look at the total, 45.
New Orleans could put up 45 themselves.
This could be a 45-14 game. This could be a 42-21 game.
This is going to be all about how often they can put the ball in Maurice Jones-Drew's hands and how much they can score for the over.
We're going to do 4 stars on New Orleans. We're going to go 5 stars on the over. And your exotics with these games that we like are not a bad play sometimes, you know, throwing a teaser together with the over and with the straight play. But that's what we're going to do here. And I'm really going to – what I'm going to watch really closely in this game is I'm going to watch the defense for New Orleans. I get so caught up in watching so many games, you know, and you got to be on Red Zone. If you don't – if you have – you know, if you're watching what's the name of the NFL network?
The NFL Network?
But if you're watching all the games on
the Sunday Ticket,
TV? I've got the satellite. But anyway,
the big gray thing that they put on the
big
under
gray
roof.
Thing. What's it's that outside thing that I clean snow off of in the winter when I've got like 5 feet of snow on it and I can't get
TV
anything.
Sunday Ticket. That's
Direct TV. There you go. You can tell it's Sunday morning. But anyway, Direct TV. I watch Red Zone, and on another TV I'll have one game on, and I'm just going back and forth. All right, let's go to the next game, Roy.
Next game is the New York G-Men, the football giants, and they are they opened up -2.5. I have the current as -1.5 over the Arizona Cardinals.
And what does that tell you?
It tells you people are jumping on the Giants.
Exactly. And let me just say this. Zona, you know, when you get into the fourth week, all of a sudden you start to see the cream rise to the top. The Giants went 0-3 the year they went to the Super Bowl. And won it with that Velcro catch over the head that Eli threw. It was unbelievable.
They practiced all week.
Well, you know, exactly. It's the best catch ever in a Super Bowl, probably by anybody.
That whole play was ridiculous.
You know what? I wasn't going to take the Giants. I was going to leave this game alone. But I got to tell you something. Manningham's back this week. Eli looked like Eli last week.
He's a great quarterback, and I know people love to hate on him.
You want to hear the stupidest thing you'll ever hear? Arizona averages 7.3 yards on first down. What do they do on second and third down?
Not a whole lot.
They give the ball to Chris Johnson, and he gets 2.1 yards. They'd still get a first down.
Beanie Wells, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, he's also hurt. He's in and out. He's got a bad hamstring. Their backup, you know, they probably shouldn't have got rid of the guy the Redskins have.
Tim Hightower.
Yeah. You know what? I wasn't going to play the Giants, but I love him here. And you know who I like? And I don't care if you like me for saying this or not, people. It's not because he's my age. Tom Coughlin.
I like
Tom Coughlin is one of the greatest coaches in the history of the sport. And I'm going to tell you right now, this team will probably win the East. Everybody picked the Eagles with this super team they had. Guess who's in last place in the East right now? Eagles.
Your Eagles.
Yeah. The Eagles are terrible. I think everybody in the East is going to go 8-8, and I think the Giants might just surprise some people, go 9-7 or 10-6.
This is the second year in a row that I have said that the NFC East is not the powerhouse that everyone makes it out to be. It's no longer that beast of the NFC, which hurts, but it's the truth. They're no longer that the division that's going to beat up on everybody else.
Hey, they got to be real careful of a letdown here. Because after playing the Eagles and destroying them last week and sending Vic out of the game again, and as you guys remember, we were on the Eagles last week. We were on the Eagles.
Yeah.
And being on the Eagles made me a loser on that game. But you know what? Both times I've been on the Eagles, Vic's not finished the game.
You should just take the Eagles every week.
No, but you know what I'm doing now? I pass on the Eagles. We've already talked about this.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know what you've got with the Eagles. This is Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy Edwards here.
Yo.
We're wailing down. Let's figure this out real quick. If we're going to go with the Giants in a small play, let's go 3 stars on the Giants. Okay. That's what I'm going to play.
Now, the Giants are going up another – can call him a Philly quarterback.
Hey, they're road warriors.
Kevin Cobb.
Let me tell you something. They're the best road team in the NFL. I'm telling you, they're road warriors. The Giants have always been road warriors. This is Bruce Hall.
I'm Roy G. This is AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to WFAS 1230 AM. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, and this is Roy G. Roy Edwards over there. Roy,
yes.
Did you get a little stimulus from my little bar there, my granola bar?
These granola bars are good,
dude. Oats and honey, man. I'm telling you, I make these people a lot of money. I want to give Nature Valley a free spot. Hey, if you're a Nature Valley rep, you need to call me.
We want free stuff.
Yeah, we need some advertisers so I don't have to go in my pocket all the time and do this. Now, this is Bruce Hall. We're back with Second Opinion. We're going to talk about Atlanta and Seattle for about 10 seconds. Atlanta is not who we thought they were.
They are not who we thought they were.
I miss him. Don't you miss him?
He makes for great Coors Light commercials, though.
He's the best.
He's good.
I met his daughter at the Olympics. She's really cool, too. She's beautiful. Hey, listen, I'm passing on Atlanta -5, Roy, because they're in Seattle. It's a long trip from Atlanta. Atlanta is not having fun. They have almost half as many penalties right now after three games as they had all of last year. That's not a good sign. And it's not a good sign when you got people talking about, oh, you know, the offense is doing this. I'm just not even going to waste my time talking about Atlanta. If you like Atlanta today, play them. Don't let me talk you out of it.
I like Atlanta every other game.
I like Seattle better. I mean, if you held a gun in my head, I'd take the underdog here at home thinking it's going to be a close game till the end.
Well, Seattle plays very well at home.
They played tough last week.
That entire
Didn't they win?
Seattle?
Yeah, they won last week. They're 1-2.
They are 1-2.
I mean, they beat the Arizona Cardinals.
They're still
and guess who we were on? The Arizona Cardinals.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a loser for me last week, but I had a lot of winners too. Let's go to Green Bay, Denver. -12.5. We talked about this, Roy. I said, you know what? When Green Bay didn't cover against Carolina, I had a problem with that. And I just don't like
Green Bay. Well, they should have lost that game. If Carolina is a decent football team, they hold on there. There's no reason. I mean, Green Bay, you can play the other side there and say that Green Bay, they didn't have any quit in them. But
all right, I'm going to go Ditka on you here. I'm going to go Ditka. Yeah. Tim Tebow. Green Bay, what would they be favored by if Tim Tebow was starting for Denver?
They would not.
Seven?
No, they would not be favored. Would be -12 if Tim Tebow was starting.
If Tim Tebow was starting, they would be favored. No.
Tebow.
You know what? They probably would be 10.
Denver
or 9
would be undefeated, and they'd be 12-0 right now. Denver would be 12-0 through 3 weeks.
Why doesn't anybody like Kyle Orton? I mean, didn't he go to Purdue? I mean, he was a good ball player in college, and he's been good everywhere he's gone. The problem that they're having right now is
they're not playing Tim Tebow enough. That's their problem.
They gave a head coaching job to a guy that won two games last year. So if he wins three in Denver, I guess he figures he's doing a lot better. What do you think?
Tim Tebow is the Broncos
John Fox,
passing
I'm just
leader,
kidding. I'm just
rushing
kidding.
Leader, and receiving leader this year, and he hasn't even touched the ball. That's how good Tim Tebow is.
Oh, how can you not play Tim Tebow? I mean, Tim Tebow doesn't even have to do well.
He doesn't
even
have to get on the field.
Everybody will be happy. They'll be so happy just to see him in there. It's Tim Tebow. Honey, come in here and look. Look at this kid.
He's Rudy. He's the Rudy of the NFL.
He is Rudy, except I'll tell you what he did.
Except he's a lot bigger and better than
Rudy. You know what he did at the combine? He set every record there was for a quarterback.
He's a freak.
He had a 40-inch vertical jump.
He jumped out of the stadium, Bruce.
Put him at wide receiver.
I saw it happen.
Hey, I've seen their receivers. Eddie Royal never plays anymore. He's from Westfield High School over here in Chantilly. Eddie Royal is making all this money, and he's not playing today.
His first season, he had a good season.
Hey, pass on this game. I'm tired of talking about it.
All right, well, our next game.
Oakland?
Minnesota.
Let's talk about the Minnesota game. One of these teams is going to win a game. Da, 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 da.
This game opened up at -1 for Minnesota, is now -3 over the Kansas City Chiefs. And Kansas City they're hurting right now in more than one ways. Not only are they terrible, but their entire team is hurt. Jamal Charles is out for the season, which was their go-to guy. They led the league in rushing last year, and they don't have him anymore.
You can actually get odds in Vegas and off Vegas, off the strip, on which coach gets fired first. No, no, that's absolutely
true. I believe it.
Haley is like, I want to say he's 9-5, but the other guy was 6-7. The guy from Miami, Sperano, was like 6-7, which is like even money, which is like you bet $2, you win, you get back $4. At least with Haley, you bet $2, you maybe get back $6. You know, I think Haley's the first guy to go.
Minnesota, we talked about this earlier. They could easily be 3-0.
Yeah, they could be, and they've got a great running back. And they've
what's his name? I don't remember.
AP baby.
What is
Adrian Peterson?
Like, the guy is a freak. The guy is an animal,
and he doesn't take HGH or steroids.
And for
even though nobody's taken a drug test yet.
And for some reason, you don't give him the ball on 4th and 1.
Well, they didn't give him the ball in the second half, but what, 5 times or?
And his dad was very unhappy about
that. Well, his dad gets pissed easy. I wouldn't want to mess with his dad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where the DNA comes from. I mean, he's a bad guy.
He's a bad dude.
He's a bad man. Hey, you know what I'm going to do on this game? What are you going to do on this game?
I don't even want to watch this game.
I'm taking Minnesota for 4 stars. If Minnesota doesn't win this game, you know what's going to happen? The Florida State kid is going to start for Minnesota next week.
You know
week.
What they're going to do? They're going to trade for Tim Tebow if they don't win
this
game.
They should trade for Tim Tebow. It's Minnesota.
It's Tim Tebow.
It's
I don't
Minnesota.
Care what team
that
it is.
That would be perfect. There's got to be. Isn't Tim Tebow Mormon? He's Mormon,
no,
right?
No, he's not.
He's
Come
Christian,
on, dude.
Isn't he? He's Christian. I'm sorry.
Really?
Well, Mormons are Christians, aren't they?
Well,
I don't understand how that works.
I don't know.
But anyway, hey, let's not worry. We're not Tim Tebow's agents.
I want to be Tim Tebow's agent.
Hey, I'm taking
Tim Tebow. If you need an agent, call me.
Hey, I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings. They're slowly getting healthy on defense, and they should score enough points to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City right now can't stop anybody. Although they almost stopped Norv Turner last week in San Diego.
Norv Turner almost stopped himself.
Can I tell
week.
You what? He's got to be one of the 4 worst coaches in the NFL. And Norv, I love you, but you're just not a head coach.
He's awful.
What's the next game?
The next game is Philly -9 over San Francisco 49ers.
I'm not touching this with your I'm not going to touch this with a 10-foot pole. I'm sorry. I'm not going to
same thing, right?
Well, first of all, I love Jimmy. Look, I love Jimmy Harbaugh. I love it. I love San Francisco, but all they can do right now is play some defense. You know, Alex Smith's getting better slowly. Frank Gore's not 100%. Who's the kid that's starting at running back? I mean, it's not a starting guy.
Frank Gore.
Oh, he is going to play today?
He's going to start.
But it's going to be committee, right?
Yeah, it's running back by committee.
You know what? Maybe that's better. You know, maybe they probably need him fresh. You know, they've got a great tight end.
Well, he's been hurt the last 2 seasons. He's been
what's the tight
hurt.
End from Maryland's name that we like so much?
He's
a
my
stud.
God.
He's an absolute stud. They can do anything they want to do. Absolutely anything they want to do. It's just not going to be this year.
Vernon Davis, that's his name.
Well, Vernon Davis is a
I
monster.
Can't believe that
he runs
took
a 4.45 40 and he weighs 265, 270 pounds. I love that team, but they just don't have all the ingredients to be a winner. But you know what they do have? They do have the right division to be in. The winner,
if you're going to be in a division, you might as well be in the crappiest division
in
football.
I'm going to make this prediction right now, Roy. If you go 7-9 in the West, you go to the playoffs. If you go 7-9 this year in the Western Division of the NFC, you go to the playoffs.
Well, let's look at
my name's Bruce Hall. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You're listening to AM 1230 WFAS, and I'm interviewing Roy Edwards, Roy G from Sports Man Cave, who actually is my sidekick on the show.
Sidekick.
And we're having some fun here.
I'm the Batman to your Robin.
And every once in a while, you find that we're just probably a little X-rated, but we catch ourselves nicely.
Sometimes.
We do. We catch ourselves very nicely. Give me the next game.
The next...
Come on, quit horsing around.
By the way,
I'm tired of what. And don't ever come to work hungover again.
Real quick, Mike Vick is going to play. He practiced fully all week, so he's good to go there. Now the next game is the Washington.
Which hand is he going to throw with, the right or the left?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Is he like Tim Tebow?
He's going to run. That's what's going
to
happen.
He's like Tim Tebow, except Tebow has dogs.
He is not Tim Tebow. You bite your tongue. Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow's two of him.
Tim Tebow is
Tim Tebow
twice Mike Vick.
Tim Tebow could body slam him and crush him.
Tim Tebow is Jesus, Muhammad Ali, Mike Vick, and Johnny Unitas rolled into one person.
And Tim Tebow. He's Tim Tebow.
The next game is Washington minus -3 over the St. Louis Rams.
Hey, you know what? I love the Redskins. You know that.
Do you?
But I don't love this play.
No.
Last year, the Rams lost by 30 to Detroit. They went home and upset San Diego. Of course, it's San Diego and Norv. So anybody can beat them if they just get ready. But
if they show up, if they're not hungover.
If you just show up, you could probably win that game. Hey, you know what? I've almost talked myself into taking St. Louis, but I'm not. I'm passing on this game, Redskin fans.
I passed. Hey,
this is a handicapping show. This is about the league. I don't give out any information. I don't play myself. I am not playing Washington, and I'm not playing St. Louis, and I'm damn sure not playing this over after watching the Redskins settle for field goals instead of touchdowns.
The Redskins looked.
What in the hell is with that? Dallas didn't even have any start. Tony Romo was telling the wide receivers in the fourth quarter where to line up and what patterns to run.
It was awful.
Look, that center was probably paid good money to make 5 bad snaps.
After watching that game, I was hungover for 3 days and I didn't even drink.
You know what? He didn't turn over one of those bad snaps. He bounced him right back up. He completed one pass for like 20 yards.
It was Romo magic.
You know, he's like Tim Tebow.
He's not like
it's
Tim Tebow.
It's the Tebow Romo show.
You cannot.
What if the two of them got together and did a show?
It would be the most amazing.
That would be the cleanest show in the history of sports.
It would be the most amazing thing to ever grace the planet with how much everyone loves Romo and how godly Tim Tebow is.
You know
is.
What? I love them both. And you know what? Do we put our quarterbacks on a pedestal? I think we do.
I only put one quarterback on a pedestal.
Somebody put
and his
Kyle
name is Tim
Orton
Tebow.
Why doesn't Kyle Orton's mother, you know, call the team and say, hey, because, how come you don't won't protect my son?
Because Kyle Orton's mother is dating Tim Tebow.
Okay.
That's why.
We're passing on the Redskins game. Who's next, Roy?
The next game
come
we
on,
have,
Roy boy.
The next game we have here is Oakland plus +5 over the New England Patriots.
Hey, by the way, go to BruceHallSports.com. And you get all kinds of neat stuff there, even during the week. And you can reach me at Bruce Hall Sports on Twitter. And I'll probably have a bunch of tweets when I get out in the car. It's really hard to answer those when you're driving.
Well, you're not.
I'm getting really good at it.
You're not supposed to have your phone.
I'm getting really good at it. You know, I just have to like kind of look up every 2 seconds or something.
Every 2 seconds, you gotta get your whole tweet and make sure nothing's spelled wrong.
We're doing Oakland. Who are we doing now? Oakland.
Oakland plus +5, New England over New England.
You know, this is the play of the week for me.
I know.
We're taking Oakland. We're taking the Raiders. We're taking Hugh Jackson. Dude, let me tell you something. That is a football team. And that tells me how good.
Darren McFadden?
Buffalo is.
Oh, Buffalo.
Because they beat him.
You're back on the Buffalo wagon.
Well,
now.
I love Buffalo. See,
Nobody circles the wagons.
I'm making myself feel so good about my plays today in the National Handicappers Bowl. NHBowl.com. Don't forget to go there and check out the results. Oakland plus +5 for 5 stars. I'm taking it. Everybody keep playing New England. It'll just go to 6 by 12:30.
Yes, please.
Guess what the total is?
55.
Chris Hamburger, baby.
55.5 now.
I got news for you. They're going to hit that by the end of the third quarter. I'm taking the over for 4 stars. So I'm taking Oakland and I'm taking the over. Because New England?
Albert Haynesworth is out, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, Albert Haynesworth hasn't played two games straight in 4 years, has he? I don't think 3 years. Well, he hasn't played 2 games in a row.
He didn't even travel with him, so he's probably too out of shape to pick up his bags.
He was questionable. And the only reason he's questionable is because you know who makes out the injury report.
Belichick.
He probably hasn't seen him for a week.
Bill Belichick.
Well, you know, Albert Haynesworth is questionable because we don't really know where he is right now.
I don't know.
You know, so it is a question on whether he's going to show up or not.
He's questionable because I don't know why I wanted him on my football
team. Hey, Darren McFadden, he went to Arkansas, right?
He is Arkansas.
Good. Hey, he got to the corner last week. And football players know what I'm talking about. He got to the corner last week. So fast. And he ran for like 53 yards. Oh, he scored. He scored on that play.
He got to the corner faster last week than a single man in Vegas.
He's got to run a 4.25, 4.240. He's the quickest guy I've seen. You know, they said he had a groin. I have a groin. But I can't run a 4.25. Oh, they meant he had a groin injury.
I can run a 4.25.
That's the fastest person, white or black, I've ever seen with a pulled groin run. Wouldn't you agree? Did you see that replay? That was unbelievable.
If Darren McFadden got any better, he'd be Tim Tebow.
If he had Tim Tebow handed off to him, they could run the option. They could run the option.
Oakland Raiders trade for Tim Tebow.
You know what? You know what would be a great backfield?
You're going to have
Darren McFadden.
And Tim Tebow.
No, and Adrian Peterson with Tim Tebow running the bone. Running the wishbone. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G here.
That would be the greatest backfield.
We're starting to have some fun.
In the history of time.
Hey, listen, if you're in New York and you're hearing us, feel free to go to BruceHallSports.com and tell us how you feel about the show. If you hate us, let me know. If you love us, let me know. But follow me on Twitter. That's at Bruce Hall Sports. What's your handle over there, Roy?
Sports Man Cave.
Oh, come on. Sports Boy Beach.
Sports Man Cave. Sports Man Cave.
Man Cave.
Man Cave. New England can't stop the run. Darren McFadden's going to have a hell of a
day. We're taking the over. We're taking Oakland. Let's go to the next play.
Miami plus Niner over San Diego and your best friend, North Turner.
I scratched this game because I was on Miami all week long. Where does Miami win? On the road. Where do they play
best? Wait. Where does Miami win?
Well, so far this year, nowhere.
Miami knows absolutely nothing about winning.
You know, Sperano shouldn't be the first one fired, though. They got to fire
the guy. Of course not. No way. The guy lives in Miami.
First of all, he's got a TV show, and I think he's...
The only thing keeping his job.
Isn't he in the mob in New Jersey or something, or is that Tony Sperano?
I don't know.
Oh, that's Soprano. I got it now.
That's...
Look, Miami was
that
not...
show got canceled.
Hey, Miami...
Because of people like you.
Hey, Miami was plus +9 Wednesday.
It didn't get
canceled. Are they now? +7?
It's +7,
Everybody
yeah.
in the world is betting Miami, so I'm passing, and I'm going to tell you why. I can't bet on North Turner. I wouldn't bet on North Turner with your money or your points. Your points.
No, we don't play for money. What are you talking about?
In your pool.
There's no money
I'm
here.
Bruce Hall. That's Roy Boy.
You don't gamble.
This is Bruce Hall's second opinion. We're running out of games, but you know what? I'm passing on Miami and the over. For those of you that like San Diego, my condolences. For those of you that like Miami, you know what Miami's problem
like
is?
Miami.
They don't go out till 2 a.m. You know, even on nights before a game when they all stay in a hotel, they'll have.
Do they all go out and stay in a hotel?
All home teams get together, do their walkthroughs, and stay in a hotel because they need to have them in the same place.
Not in Miami.
To make sure. No, they do.
Miami, they sleep on the beach.
Yeah, these guys. They sleep in a bar in South Beach.
They go to wherever Tim Tebow is. And they meditate.
Hey,
that's what the good teams
Chad
do.
Chad Henney's going to be in a real good mood today because Michigan won 58-0 yesterday.
It doesn't
or
matter.
Or 52-0.
Miami is awful.
Did they play? Like Gallaudet University? I mean, they didn't play anybody. Let's go to the next game.
The next game.
We're passing on Miami. We're passing on. Hey, if you hear San Diego, if I'm on San Diego people out there in radio land that are listening to me and Roy right now, and I play San Diego, you need to go get a mortgage and take it out because I love San Diego to play him because you got to trust the coach, and I just don't trust the guy. Who's the next game?
The next game, and this is the game.
It's my favorite game of the day.
I was just about to say.
Oh, that's the East Carolina fight song.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I wasn't. All right, who Baltimore. The Baltimore Ravens -4 over the New York Jets. Jets.
You know, the New York people aren't going to like me for
this. Do you shake your head? Are they shaking their head in New York now?
Look, I love Rex Ryan. Trust me. I love Rex Ryan. He's a great coach. I love the Jets. I love the Jets a lot. I love the Jets even more than the Giants usually. But, you know, I just don't see them as that good of a team. They gave up almost 250 yards on the ground to McFadden in Oakland. I mean,
he's a freak.
They were hitting those guys in the mouth every play. They were moving the line. Baltimore, when they beat Pittsburgh opening day, I was there. And, as soon as we're done here, we can skedaddle on over there and probably catch them at the second quarter if we wanted to.
It's a night game.
Oh, well, I could go home take a
nap.
That's right. It's an 8 o'clock game.
How fast do you drive?
I drive
get there
pretty
by
fast.
The second quarter. I
drive pretty fast.
It's an 8 o'clock game.
We could probably jog there. I'm taking Baltimore. They're -5, And I think what's going to happen here is you're going to have a 10 to 14 point game. I really think after what I saw with Baltimore on the road last week, even though they weren't playing anybody, I like Baltimore. And I think they've got probably got the team to beat. Look, Pittsburgh Steelers are not the Pittsburgh Steelers that your father was in love with, or even your older brother, and even your girlfriend.
Even your little brother who hops on the bandwagon, they're not those.
Ray Rice is averaging 5.7 yards a pop. You know, they're giving up a ton of yardage a pop. You know, Jets are giving up 4.7 yards a carry. I'd take 4.7 for the season.
Ray Rice is their leading receiver and rusher.
Well, how about the kid? How about the wide receiver?
Torrey Smith.
Caught first three times he touched the football, he scored 3 touchdowns.
Do you think he's going to have a future?
Do you think he's going to start? He's not even the starting wide receiver.
It's Evans.
Lee Evans, yeah. Who's, you know, on the DL for history, it looks like.
Lee Evans is a great receiver. Well, he was in Buffalo.
You know what he does? He stretches the field.
That's what Torrey Smith does, apparently, too.
You know what you're going to have to do to get the Monday night game, Roy? You're going to have to go to BruceHallSports.com to get the Tampa Bay Indy game. And you know what I've heard? I've heard they're not even going to have this game. Because there's nobody really cares about it. Tampa hasn't sold it out yet.
Tampa Bay.
It's from what I understand, they haven't sold it out. This is the Tampa Bay Bucks playing Peyton. Oops, Peyton's not on the team, right?
Well, he's
who's starting
Peyton
for
Manning, Indy? It's Curtis Boehner.
I like Curtis Boehner.
Do you like Curtis Boehner?
You know who he looks like? He looks like Mike Fontenot from the San Francisco Giants. He's got the long blonde hair. I mean, I bet he's got the chicks lined up for him.
Yeah, chicks really dig the third-string quarterback these days.
Football just a tad too long sometimes.
Sign me up. If chicks dig the third-string quarterback, then I am going to go.
Let me tell you something.
I'm going to go walk on somewhere.
The best job in the NFL is being the guy that carries the clipboard in the NFL.
Well, yeah, you got job security.
Look, let's talk about Baltimore just a little bit longer. We're going to take them. We're taking them for 5 stars. That's serious. You're going to have to go to nhbowl.com. That's nhbowl.com. And check how I do this week. The results will be up tomorrow. And, of course, Monday night you can go to BruceHallSports.com. You can tweet me at BruceHallSports. You can even tweet Roy and knock him off of a bar somewhere and wake him up. Roy, where do they tweet you?
Sports Man Cave.
Going to be in the man cave or are you going to be in the man bar tomorrow night?
That's a great question.
Are you working tomorrow night?
No.
Oh, good. Then you're going to be in the man bar.
I'll be in the man bar.
Do they? They still card you, don't they?
They do not still. Well, yeah.
Oh,
they still
come
card
on,
me.
Roy! You look like you're 17
well,
years
I
sh- old.
Well, I shaved it. Well, actually, I didn't shave.
Well,
today.
You do. I can see some growth there. You got some growth.
I do have
going
a little bit
there.
Of stubble today.
Well, let's go over the picks so far that we have. I'm going to start at the beginning. We passed on Chicago. We're taking Buffalo. We're passing on Cleveland and Tennessee because one of them is going to be 3-1, and we can't believe that. Detroit, we're taking for 5 stars. And we're going to take the over for 3 stars in that game. We're taking Houston for 5, the over in the Houston game for 5. New Orleans for 4, the over in the New Orleans game for 5. We're taking Minnesota to win their first game of the year. We're taking nobody in the Philly-San Francisco game. Nobody in the Washington game. Nobody in the Atlanta-Seattle. Nobody Green Bay and Denver. Oakland, we're taking for 5 stars and the over for 5 stars, and we're taking Baltimore. This is Bruce Hall.
If I got one thing to say, and I do mean this, if you need a quarterback, pick up Rex Grossman because he's gonna do some work today.
All right, you know what?
There's my fantasy sleeper of
the
day.
We'll see you next week, Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Goodbye.